We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Marks and Reese, we're back. This really is the beginning of the Eagles season, Ike. And because we haven't really talked about it a lot in the offseason, because the Phillies are relevant again. And the Sixers took us longer than they did during the process seasons.
This is good.
Yeah, so it's fresher. So yeah. This all this stuff right here, we haven't talked about this subject eight or nine times already.
We're not worn out on Eagles.
We're not. No, yes. we're ready to
just
go.
Just getting started.
It's a great thing. So we'll get back to it in a second. But Bob Nightingale, who has been known to put out bad information from time to time, but I'm going to go with it. USA Today is one of the longtime baseball guys out there. He says the following: Phillies have been scouting and keeping close tabs on Diamondbacks starters Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray, who pitches tonight. So there you go. Greinke's a name that actually, when you were off and Joe G was in, he makes $35 million a year the next 2 years after this year. So you might be able to get him and not give up the prospects that you would have to give up for some of these other guys like Stroman or even Robbie Ray. I think Greinke's still a very good pitcher. I would love Greinke. I would, because now you have a guy that's, yeah, he's on the other side of 30, but he's also under contract for the next 2 years. So you don't have to worry about giving a guy a five-year, $125 million contract. You're paying big money, $70 million over 2 years. But after that, you're gone. Like, you can just leave, right? So I think Greinke makes a lot of sense, because any significant move that Klentak makes right now should be also looking at next year. But don't go out and use everything for a rental.
Well, if you're going to give up something of value, that's certainly what you want in return.
Right.
Somebody, and they seem to be on that page. You know, they traded for guys that were under control for more than a year. You know, even a small move like Jay Bruce is a guy who's under contract for next year.
Yep.
So, let's see. I mean, Smiley looked good yesterday.
He did look good, Ike.
He looked good yesterday. I mean,
why he looks so good? Because we're used to Velasquez and Pivetta pitching. So Pivetta gets bumped to the bullpen. Velasquez stays in the starting lineup. And it actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. Vince has at least been able to go for five innings. Like, he's somewhat consistent, and you know what you're going to get for the most part for four or five, maybe six innings. Right? He doesn't kill you. Pivetta literally can kill you when he goes out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Pivetta mentally is all into being a bullpen guy.
I don't think he's mentally on to being anything. He thinks he's a starter. So, I mean, listen, it'd be nice if he actually committed fully and became the seventh, eighth inning guy. Hector Neris, by the way, looks like he's going to totally blow up. He just looks like
like he's on his way down. So that could be an issue as well.
Yeah, a big issue.
Yeah.
Because you've had a Morgan in him, and now Pivetta. Right. So that's kind of our Phillies thing. Off today, take two or three in Pittsburgh.
We'll take it.
Yeah, you took two or three. You didn't play all that well. Off today, man, I can't wait for this Detroit series. Like, love the Tigers, man. Two games at Detroit, another off day Thursday, and then the Braves coming to town this weekend.
Yeah, should be nice.
So,
fun series. Find a way to get these two in Detroit and set us up for a big weekend.
Get the bullpen rested, and then.
Oh, you're going DH too. So.
They have some options too. Yeah. They can maybe Nappy can be the DH. I'm just kidding. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let me real fast. I have to. And how do I? There's this new thing on this new desktop version of Twitter that I'm still trying to figure out. All right, so this is the statement that I'm reacting to. The Eagles starters are better on defense than offense. We're talking about Eagles Cowboys, right? So this is from Chris Scott. The Eagles starters are better on defense and offense. All right, our depth is so much better than the Cowboys. Our D-line and O-line are better than the Cowboys. And finally, Wentz is so much better than Prescott. So I think that you can the Eagles starters are better on defense and offense. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. Maybe offense, not defense. But the Wentz is so much better than Prescott. If you believe Carson Wentz is better than Prescott, and I'm fine with that, I would agree that he's better. It's marginal at best. Carson Wentz is not so much better than Dak Prescott. They're different players. I think Carson Wentz is capable of doing a lot more. They don't. The Cowboys don't rely on Dak Prescott to do the same things that Carson Wentz. I'm not disputing any of those things. But so much better than Dak Prescott. I mean, even you, I call him a game manager, Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair to the young man. He's better than a game manager. He's a damn good starter.
Yeah, but he's a game manager. I mean, that's what he is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a game manager.
He's a pretty good game manager.
Yeah, he is a pretty good game
manager.
Maybe
Carson could do a little bit more game managing than what he's doing. Back to the phones. James in Tabernacle. James, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Listen, Mark, you're driving me literally insane. Like, I need to tell you, like, it isn't marginal. It is not even close.
At best, it's marginal.
No, it's not. If Carson Wentz had that line and that running game, he'd have two rings. The guy throws a much better deep ball. Prescott either overthrows on the deep ball or underthrows that duck he throws. Okay? That first, his rookie year when he had two interceptions, he barely threw the ball like more than 10 yards. I mean, Wentz is a gunslinger. He's a gunslinger, and he's not afraid to take chances. Prescott is, and he's not accurate. He's very inaccurate, and a lot of times he throws that ball too hard that it bounces off the receiver's chest because he doesn't have touch on his passes like Carson does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not marginal. It's not even close.
Everything you just said was total BS, James, just so you know. Everything you just said, total
BS.
I agree with you, James.
I'll tell you why, you're BS. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I used to think it was shtick that you were just going opposite just for the radio show. But I'm believing now in my heart that you are not an Eagle fan.
Of course
maybe
I am.
You're a Dallas fan or maybe some other team, but I'm telling you, I don't feel it. And you're making me want to listen to that other show that you used to produce.
No, you don't need to listen to that.
Let's not go that far, James.
I got to listen to him talk about his tomato garden. You know what I mean?
Well, you are listening to him then. Then go listen to tomato talk. Go listen to tomato talk. But James, you know what I can do? I don't do tomato talk. But hang on. You know what I do? I don't do tomato talk. Here's what I do. I look at a statement that's made by an Eagle fan, and I say it's ridiculous. I say it's ridiculous. Every statement you're making is based on after you're drinking the green Kool-Aid.
No. I'm a Red Sox fan at heart, so the silly talk drives me nuts. So I bounce around on station. When Eagles talk comes on, I'm constantly listening to you guys.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
But
we'll keep
driving
doing
me
that.
Crazy with this Wentz hate. I feel like you honestly think this guy sucks, and he doesn't.
All right, James.
All right, James.
That call went a lot of places, man. I don't know exactly how to feel about you right now.
No tomato talk.
Yeah. No damn tomato talk.
Again, people are going to misconstrue this and say that, you hate Carson Wentz. I'm not Joe Santaligilio. I'm not John Marks Santaligilio.
Yeah, kind of.
Or, no, Wentz is so much better than Prescott. If I came on and I said, absolutely, so much better than Prescott, it would be it'd be disingenuous. I mean, just look at the numbers. Look at the body of work. I mean, come on. Let's just be fair about this. You can even say, Wentz is a better quarterback. I'll take Wentz.
Numbers lie.
They do.
Numbers don't tell the whole story.
Okay, do wins and losses?
That's a number, ain't it?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Now you got to go to the eye test.
I would think body of work. Oh, he's going eye test on me.
Well, I'm just saying. Listen, there's a reason everyone would take Wentz over Dak. If we were just going by numbers, then people, I guess, they would take Dak if it was a blind taste choice or something. No. But we could actually see with our own eyes. That's the only reason why you would take Wentz over Dak, because you see it. Even you agree with it.
It's a higher talent level, absolutely.
What we're talking about.
Yes, that's not what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
We're not talking about arm talent. We're talking about the quarterback.
You keep talking about arm talent. I'm talking about playing the quarterback position and everything it entails. I would take Carson Wentz over Dak Prescott play quarterback.
That's fine.
Yeah, everything.
It's marginal. At best, they're different quarterbacks.
So do you think if you polled 32 GMs, it would be 17 to 15?
No, it would be probably everybody.
Well, how is that marginal then if it's 32 to nothing?
Because they would each say it's marginal.
If it's unanimous, then it's not close.
All
close means you're going to have some that'll take him. You're going to have some that'll take him.
Well, send some text messages. Get back to me with the 32 GMs. You know more people than I do, right? Don't text Howie. We already know his answer.
I'm texting him first.
Just put him down as a win, right? When you look at everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because you're right. They're different teams. The Cowboys are built differently than the Eagles are built, right? Mm-hmm. I would say that both teams, right, have really good rosters. Both teams have really good rosters.
Yes.
You know what the Eagles have that's much better than the Cowboys? What? A head coach.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Organization.
Yeah.
A GM.
Yeah.
An owner. You think that's important? Dak Prescott has went down to Dallas.
I will tell you. The Cowboys have drafted very well the last 4 or 5 years.
That's a good point. Well, they built their defense on the draft. Yeah. They have.
I mean, that whole team, except for Amari Cooper, was drafted there.
Yeah. Offensive line, certainly the defense is built. No, you're right. I mean, when they took the draft, remember Jerry Jones was mad that he didn't draft Johnny Manziel? He couldn't stop talking about it.
Right.
They made the right move, taking him out of there.
Yeah.
It is still a garbage organization, and Dak Prescott, since he came in as a rookie, is 32-16. 32-16.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
Cowboys fan.
I
had to deal with San Legiglio Friday. That nonsense. It was him Friday. Ben Legiglio, you in here too? What do you got?
Said love the Santa Legiglio so much.
Yeah. What about
like the poor Joe Santa Liquido?
Hey man,
his name's been turned into like a.
It has.
What is
it's like,
yeah, what
no, you just say, and it's like Watergate. Like you just add it to anything.
You know what it's like? You ever see Kingpin? The movie Kingpin?
No.
Right. Well, of course you haven't.
Right.
Kingpin, where
Jackie Gleason? What am I thinking of?
No, Woody Harrelson, where he was Munson. He was a professional baller, and Bill Murray put his hand in the ball return and ruined his career. So he had a fake hand. And
yeah, I've never seen that.
It's a great movie. So they used the term, his last name was Munson, they used the term Munson for when, like, you screw up your life or you screw it up.
That's like Newman from Seinfeld, like the Newman is a bad word.
Or right. Mush,
you never
right?
want your name right. to become a bad word.
Exactly.
Is there a Philly athlete whose name has become a bad word? They're definitely athletes. Like Steve, like, you know, if you say that you like Steve Bartman, his name has become a bad word. Like if you like, you don't want to be associated right.
what's
with the name.
What's the Philly equivalent?
What's the Philadelphia equivalent of like the name bad
oh,
word?
Oh, it's easy. Chip Kelly.
Chip
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, Chip Kelly. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is an easy one.
Right.
Quick topic. Good job.
Yeah.
It would have been JD Drew, yep, right? Yep. It's not rolling.
It was there for a while, yeah.
Those guys.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.